Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It is the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today, I'm your host, as I have been for every episode, Phil. I'm from 70% Complete. Hello, hi. Welcome to the show. Today's point, I have a lot of packed thoughts that I would like to share with you, dear listener, but... Those will be saved for other podcast episodes. We're doing an impressions video podcast for the Content Mill later this week that will be hitting pretty soon, where we'll go over some of the demos that we played, things that we liked, what the experience was like. I'm also working on some stuff for 70% Complete, the podcast, talking about what it's like to be at a con as a person who's not there just for fun, but also is not paid to be there for anything other than fun. But what I wanted to talk about is kind of more of a free-form thought that I had while attending this year. I spent about 3 days at PAX, 2.5, don't narc on me, PAX cops. And something that has kind of been in the back of my mind after leaving the show, and specifically, weirdly, on my walk back to the train station from the show floor, I've had a couple of really nice days hanging out with Gianni and a couple of other folks. Hello, AJ. How are you, Brendan? From Into the Aether. And the thing that kind of struck me as I was walking away, as I was kind of vibing out to some tunes, I've been listening to the live piano and cello arrangement for the Jusant soundtrack. I love the Jusant soundtrack. It is an incredible piece of music. It's very understated and like meditative and beautiful. Has like a lot of the really wonderful swells of orchestral music, and you know, it's a game about climbing and then reaching the summit. You can imagine what that music might sound like. And so I've been listening to the live production of that, and it's just been arranged for piano, which is played by the composer, Guillaume Ferrand, I think is his name. It could be wrong. And then there's a cellist there, and I cannot remember their name, and that's part of the problem with the show, is that I can't have notes. Go listen to that production. It is incredible. It's not the entire soundtrack. It's a couple of, I think it's probably like 10 or 12 selections from the soundtrack. It goes together super well. It's wonderful. I love it. But there's something that I kind of love the most about it. And I've been kind of like working through this in my mind, and it's kind of like coming together thematically with my experience at PAX East. There is a part, probably a minute or so into one of the tracks, like probably 4 or 5, I'm not sure. And it's this moment where while like the music is playing and everything is wonderful, there is a member in the audience who coughs. Just a single kind of like clear your throat kind of simple cough, like nothing crazy, like no coughing attacks, like no big sneeze or anything. It's just a single kind of like room tone cough that is the most generic sounding thing if you were to like set a scene inside of a small, you know, chamber orchestra theater. It like surprises me every time I hear it. Like I don't know when it's coming, but it's a thing that every time it happens, I immediately latch onto it and I think about it. And the thing that I love about it, as much as I'm sure like maybe the person who was performing that piece or maybe the production engineer who's like capturing that live probably hates about it, is it's real. Like it is loud and it is unmistakable. You cannot miss it. And I think the thing that I love about it so much is that for that one moment, and then when the audience claps at the end of the entire piece that they play, you're reminded that this is live. that there is an audience, that this beautiful music that was written for a video game that, you know, is a single player video game, typically played for one person, for that one night, the recording of this music was done in front of an audience. And it's something that I've been thinking about a lot when it, you know, comes to PAX and like being around thousands and thousands of people who are just here to play games, and that, you know, that play is to some degree, you know, it is fun and it is joyous for the person experiencing it, but it's also performative in some aspects. And the thing that I really like about that single cough in the Jusant live soundtrack is very much the same thing that I had while playing a bunch of demos at PAX. And that's specifically the part where you have this weird moment where you're sitting there, you're playing a demo, you got the headphones on, you're like trying your best to kind of like zone out of the show floor, like hum, like the background hum of that entire thing. And you're playing a game. Oftentimes you're playing a game you've never played before with controls you have no idea what to expect, like besides some like tropey genre stuff. And you're trying to play this. And I think that there's this interesting inversion at a lot of these places where the audience of your performance, like your performance of playing the demo in front of someone, that audience is the person who may have worked on it. It is the audience of a person whose job is to sell that thing to someone, or it is to go back to home base and, you know, get the feedback that they gathered over, you know, over the weekend and maybe implement some changes, or, you know, say, like, bring back positive feedback of, you know, how well people did and the kind things that they had to say about the game. And it's just kind of struck me of, like, how interesting that is from the perspective of, you know, that's not how you play video games. Like, that's not what playing a video game is, like, really at all. And I think the thing that is, like, especially now in a world where, you know, everyone is playing games on Twitch, like, there is this entire secondary part of performative play when it comes to being on the internet, you know. We kind of inherently know this, and if you are a person who streams on Twitch, like, you fundamentally know this, but playing a game on Twitch, like, playing it live for an audience is different than it is for playing it, you know, yourself. You read things differently, your attention is split in a different kind of way, and it is far more performative. You know, you are playing the character of yourself playing a game instead of just being, you know, a person on your couch, you know, having a drink and playing some video games. They are, like, fundamentally different things. And I felt that, but from, like, the weird perspective of, like, raw play during a demo, and then having to reflect, like, know that that experience is reflected back onto the audience who is observing my play, who is observing how well I'm doing, and, you know, they're catching all of the weird little coughs that disrupt the experience. They're noticing the part where, you know, I fumble when I try to slide, I'm actually hitting the crouch button, or, you know, when I'm clicking furiously to try to get something to work, but it's not an interactable object, or, you know, when I chuckle. Like, when I, the audience, responds for the live audience of performance, like, I think that is going back home, and they're going to talk about that. And it's mostly just, like, a strange experience to realize that, you know, you're being observed, which is my least favorite way to play video games most of the time. But it's also this weird thing of knowing that the people who are observing it are sometimes the closest to that thing. And I would spend, you know, 5 or 10 minutes just chatting with the devs sometimes, and, like, talking about their game and, like, what, you know, how did this happen? How did they get here? And, you know, just truly in awe that they're able to make something as beautiful as what I'm looking at. And I just found it a very inspiring weekend to kind of hang out and talk to these people who are incredibly passionate about their art, but they're also Like, they are, for the first time, perhaps, in many cases, sitting down to be an audience of this thing that they made. And, you know, the weird feeling of performance that you get when you are playing things, whether you kind of know it or not. I found it very fascinating, and it's an interesting thing to think about, especially as, you know, a person who also is, you know, participating in PAX with a, you know, slight motive of, hey, like, I really like your game. I would like to be a person who highlights your game, you know, before the broader public does, because I think that there's something, like, truly special going on here. And even if, you know, the audience I have is seven people and their dog, like, I want to make sure that those seven people know what's going on here. It's a very interesting social dynamic of, you know, of play and posturing and everything that I haven't really had enough time to really sit back and think deeply about. But the thing that, like, really, really got me at first was the notion of the audience and who is the audience for these things, and the overt and the kind of pulled back version of performance that we're all doing while we're showing up at these things. I don't have a ton more to say about that, but it was a fun time. I really enjoyed my time at PAX, and like I said, go listen to that Jusant soundtrack, and you know, listen for that cough. I'm sure you will hear it, and then once you do, you'll never unhear it, and kind of use that as like a rubber band snap, if you will, of recognizing the times that you are performing for an audience that maybe doesn't even know it. So yeah, thanks so much for listening. This has been a relatively short and metaphysical episode of Point to Point, but hey, sometimes that happens. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll catch you soon. Like I said, we'll have more PAX coverage on the content mill, and I'll probably do something for 70% Complete. Expect a roundup on the site of some of the demos that I played and the people that I met. But, yeah, stay tuned. There will be more. All right. See you later.